Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network, a station dedicated to the concept that all manifestations of the divine are equally valid. Join Reverend Terry Power HP, Robin McKean, and all the hosts for programming covering a wide range of spiritual topics, right here on Blog Talk Radio.
Forest, a safe place where we have the freedom to think about life without judgment. We take a look at society, we examine it, and we allow for the possibility of something new, something different. And now, here's your host, Alan Ritter.
Welcome, everyone, to this last Sunday before Thanksgiving in the United States, 2018. It is the 18th of November, and in 4 days there will be a holiday in the United States called Thanksgiving. And I guess it's a time to talk about what we're grateful for. And I'm grateful that Terry Power, the owner of this station, saw what he thought was a healer person that he wanted on his radio station, and that he just called me out of the blue and chatted with me and liked who I was better than his conception of who I was. I'm thankful to partner Robin McKean, who did the voice work on my introduction and my rejoin, as well as being a supporting teacher and a host. And I'd like to thank every group of people on this radio station, directly affiliated with this radio station, and then the great number of people and the communities in the Philadelphia art scene, the communities in the New Jersey art scene, the individuals, the poets and singers and songwriters and performers and organizers, people who organize performance and give platform to have performance because of their hard work. And then the festival organizers who I've met, and the natural gardening folks that I've met. And all of those people have enriched my life. I was about to say my lives. That's pretty funny. Freudian slip, right? And I'd like to not forget and bring to the front of the conversation, bring to the front row of the conversation the people who weren't direct guests. Karen, who called in at the very last minute of what I thought my program was last week. And we had a very good conversation, a very good discussion about feeling your way on your path and finding your way on your path. And that subject of finding your way on your path in some sense gave birth to this week's idea. And this week's idea is challenges and what you do in the face of challenges and time scales and patience. So I always tend to slip into old language idiom. I always tend to slip into good or bad or light and dark or things like that. To start the program, I once again reiterating the concept that this radio station and I myself am dedicated to is that all manifestations of the divine are equally valid. It doesn't mean that I stand for or that I wish to promote all manifestations of the divine, but all manifestations of the divine do form the whole, and I do stand for the whole because I want to be a whole being, and I want to experience all facets of life and all facets of experience. So challenge is something that it's very good to face yourself with challenge. Very good to look at your life and basically say, I'm in a position where I'm challenged by something and I need to overcome this challenge. I need to think about this challenge, address this challenge, put this challenge, achieve this challenge, change my perspective challenge, somehow. Make this challenge, chip away at this challenge. Some challenges are physically be able to do something. And you can get to a point where you're able to physically be able to do something by training. Or you want to achieve something and you want to make a change in society, and you have to think, okay, if I want to make this change in society, how do I want to make this change in society? Do I want to make a new area that's governed by the same set of rules, or do I want to let's not say make a new area, do I want to take an area that exists now and remove its connections to the present set of rules and try and see how it would go if there was a different set of rules applied a different way of interacting with that space was applied to that area. So let's say I took the state of Pennsylvania, and instead of applying the nature last perspective, you applied the nature first perspective, and you didn't allow any of the present government to exist, any of the present pesticide spraying to exist, any of the present corporatocracy to exist. You allowed none of that to exist in that space, and you let the experiment run. You basically had, you know, folks living there, and they lived there under a different set of rules. So that's a vision for maybe something that I want to do. So I want to have an emerging forest in a large area, running as an uncontrolled experiment rather than the controlled experiments that we have presently in the same space, where a government and a state has clamped down and is basically throttling nature and doing its best to destroy life as, you know, doing its best to destroy life. So that seems like a very huge vision. And what I wanted to do tonight was I want to say, okay, if that's the vision, or if you have a vision, how do you get started? And I'll talk about that, about how to get started, the methodology, the perspective of getting started in a few minutes. But right now, I'd like to encourage everyone, this is a live call-in show. I've just outlined what I want to talk about tonight. What do you want to talk about tonight? Or what do you want to interact with me and talk about tonight? And the number to actually be broadcasted on the air with myself is 646-564-9714. And once again, that number to call is 646-564-9714. What I am going to talk about for the remainder of the program, barring callers, which I would love to have on the program, because I find it a much more interesting program if there are other people on the show. Is how to get started. And the way to get started is probably not the way you think you're going to want to get started. The way to get started is to build your confidence. To build confidence, you can achieve something. So I don't really care what the project is, to understand your power. And once you understand your power, you'll be able to take, you'll recognize how powerful you are, and that you can take action as a result of recognizing your power. So the way to recognize your power is by acting. And it's by saying, okay, I want to do this small project to demonstrate my power. And I don't know what your small project is going to be, but my small project was to create a produce club. And so what I did was I had some past experience on produce. And what I did was I was in a new neighborhood. I had zero customers, but I had a knowledge base and I had an understanding of how to do this, of where to buy, what the prices would be, what the prices in the supermarket would be, how much I could charge, or that I could charge, say, halfway between the prices of the grocery store and the price I was buying it for, and I could make some money while also delivering a great value to my customers. So all I did was basically take out some ads on Facebook and went from there. Basically, got some help with some rides to the market, got loaned some vehicles to get to the market, didn't have a vehicle, got loaned vehicles. Since then, I have people who take me to the market because they're interested or because they're also getting product as well, but they're getting product and they're, you know, they're learning from me. So moving to a new neighborhood, not knowing anyone, and starting this project, what did I do? And what was the most important aspect of what I did? And how does this help me? And how will something similar help you realize your power? Okay, there's a lot. So basically, what did I do to begin this process? I had, let's see, 2016, I had a 6-year on again, off again, buying practice or buying interaction with one of the wholesalers, wholesaler that sells the most organics in the Philadelphia region, that's Focacci Brothers Sales Corporation. Their address is 3333 South Front Street. They also have a store in the Philadelphia Regional Produce Market at 6700 Essington Avenue. Wonderful people. Gracious and wonderful people. So, knowing that I can buy something for $1 a pound that's commonly sold in the grocery stores for $3 a pound. Many, many things, actually. Apples, sweet potato, lots of other things are vastly over. They're not overpriced. You're getting a service. You're getting a, hey, you can buy one of these, and we have a store for you, and we all have these supply lines for you. So they have a model of the way they do business. I'm just one person. I don't have that much overhead, so I can do it a different way. I can get produce to a small group for less money. If I grew to, you know, need stock people and need all these multiple packaged goods and selling, you know, boxed stuff, you know, maybe I would need to mark the price up as high as grocery stores do, but I'm in the business of buying particular items and going, you know, asking for orders for particular items and going and fetching. So as a result of acting, as a result of basically putting myself in the position of getting orders, going and purchasing goods, supplying goods to people, did was put more whole produce into people's mouths, in on people's plates, in their refrigerators, in their diet. What did it do for people? improved their health. It allowed, it changed what they were able to eat for the same money. It changed the selection of things they were able to eat for the same money. I would be a liar if I didn't say, looking back, you basically say, it's amazing to me. It's still amazing to me how intimate grocery selling is. People are coming to me and buying from me things they put in their mouth, things that then manifest their soul drives around them every day. The vehicle that allows them to do the things they do every day. Allows them to see, hear, smell, taste, grasp, lift, walk, hug their loved ones. You know, do their work. That's a pretty amazing thing to do for people. So being able to do that, being able to serve people, and it doesn't matter how many people you serve. I've been serving people for 2.5 years. Two and three quarters years, actually. I need a large amount of confidence about, doesn't matter how many people I'm serving. I could be serving 20, I could be serving 200. In fact, I've served a certain set of people consistently for 33 months. That's a long time to be doing that consistently, week after week, taking a few weeks off. So, that allows me to look at challenges. So that first project allows me to look at challenges more clinically. What do I mean by that? So, at this point, I'm considering making some changes within the club, considering changes, making changes as to how I sell, making changes as to what I buy, and seeing, you know, certain products I should always have, and things like that. So, challenges. Let's go back to the original challenge. Hey, I want to run this area by a different set of rules. Challenges like that make you say, I can't do that today. But I could do that if I knew before. First you say your intention, I'd like to do that. And then you say to yourself, who do I have to be? Or how do I have to be? Or what am I willing to be? Am I willing to be a politician of the same cloth as presently is out there? Or something like that. And of course, my answer is no, I'm not willing to be a politician in the same box out there right now. Achieve a goal. I can't achieve that goal by doing nothing. So the first thing you say to yourself is, I'm going to fail a lot. And I'm going to learn a lot. But I'm not failing. I'm training. I'm saying, is this one? No, but I learned a lot. Is this one? The second go around, what do I need to do better? How can I do this better? And you don't know that you're meeting a lot of people. You don't know that you're doing a lot of different tasks. You don't know that you're gaining confidence in a lot of different areas. But you are. And at this point, I'd like to play one of my favorite songs, Dave the Bard, Green and Gray. See you after the break, everyone.
The 1st of May, a man in black came walking into a wooden glade, following the sounds of pipes on this beautiful spring day, high from the music that they made. But what beheld him within that place? A look of recognition fell across his face. Oh Lucifer, oh Lucifer, why do you appear to me? For I am a man of God, a priest. I'm no devil, I'm father to man. I have been said if evil is where it lies in the hearts of man. But you lead us, oh, you tempt us to rape, to steal, to kill. The piper said, whatever happened to free will? Then the grove lay empty, the priest told no one. The blossom lay upon the thorn, and the piper's tune was done. And in the sunlit forest, the animals they bowed, as the piper laid his goddess down. For I'm no devil, I'm father to the land. I have been here since the earth began. Neither black nor white, priest, hear what I say. I'm green and gray. I'm green and gray. I'm green and gray. I'm green and gray.
Tune in to International Pagan Radio. You can hear your favorite artists such as Dave the Bard, Tuatha Dea, Spiral Rhythm, S.J. Tucker, Murphy's Midnight Rounders, and many, many more. Join us for exciting shows like Ask a Witch and Storytime with Rook as well. www.internationalpaganradio.com on the net or on TuneIn Radio on your mobile devices. Join us on Facebook and Twitter too. International Pagan Radio, all pagan, all the time.
Welcome back to An Emerging Forest on the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. We hope everyone was able to stretch their legs and get a drink. And now, back to Alan.
Well, thanks so much for being out there or listening after the fact or somehow listening to this show. Thank you so much. You're out there right now and you're listening, you can be on the show with me just by dialing 646-564-9714. So what is necessary? What is the necessary ingredient? We've agreed, or I've proposed, we haven't agreed, because talking to me, but we have. But I know that the necessary ingredient for you to gain confidence, even in a small project, is for you to actually do the project. It's like, okay, I was handed this radio show, and I was like, what? But I had gotten some confidence from running a produce club. And I was handed this, and I basically said, okay, this is pretty scary, but maybe I can connect up with some people and meet some new people and get some new skills and be able to explore the world. And thus the adventure began. So when we stop all of this specific adventure, and we come all the way back to your power. And say, what is your power? Your power is very simply your action. Thinking about something, convening about it is your acting and doing something. And I don't mind you thinking about how to do something for a long period of time. I certainly did myself. But at some point, you need to act. Even if you act in a way 5 years later, you say, that was certainly stupid. You learn, even if it was, and it was necessary, even if retrospect or hindsight says it was dumb, because it wasn't dumb, because it got you somewhere. It got you to a point where you could learn and understand how it was, you know, ill-conceived at the time. It wasn't ill-conceived. It was the right thing to do at the time. It is both very simple and also very profound. And so I'll call acting So acting can also be seen as being up on a stage, and that's not the type of acting that I'm talking about. I'm talking about a real human in a real reality acting and acting amongst real people, not in an acting as in a fake situation, not at all. Talking about real consequences, real reality, not Shakespeare or not Hollywood. And not amongst a group of friends who are just allowing you to do something. That is, that's also not reality. Reality is your acting in under the full light of society, and you will take the consequences, or you will take the consequences. That sounds really bad. Taking the consequences, but I don't mean in some cases when you do something, there will be consequences. So in every you throw dominoes out there, more dominoes will fall. But what you reap from your action, contrary to everybody says you reap from your action, you reap rewards from your action. You reap rewards from your action always. You always reap rewards from your action. It's always a bonus. It's never a negative. This is very difficult. Society has conditioned people to believe that there are actions for which they're that are sinful, that are negative actions when there aren't any. There are actions that can teach you how to be whole, and most of the actions that can teach you how to be whole, the society doesn't like very much. So your power is in realizing little bit by little bit, first with a small project, then with a larger project, or first with a small project, and then with changing that small project and redoing it and reconfiguring it. But gaining confidence in your ability to manifest outcomes, manifest results, and in seeing how small small projects done with a certain level of grace and a certain level of craftsmanship, a certain level of care are very powerful. Because you can affect people, and you can affect just, you can serve just a small number of people. Let's just talk about like Produce Club. Serve directly that many customers. Certain, let's say, 15 people receive goods from my hands. But how many people actually eat those goods? So one person comes, and let's say her two sons come with her, and she's conforth with me, oh, this is getting in the basket, or this is getting in the box or the bag with me, back and forth for a few minutes, you know, fleshing out her order, and she has a box or a big bag to leave with her, and she turns to her one son and says, I need you to carry this. So from her from her order, her two sons are going to eat directly of the food. I don't know who else eats directly from that food. I'm not sure if other people do or not. Maybe, maybe not. She's a physical trainer. She trains people and she does aerobics and spin classes and other things like that. So she directly affects, let's say, 150 other people. So her state of being, which is directly affected by my service, directly affects in, so she's my primary contact. Her sons eating are primary contact from what I do. Then there are secondary, the secondary wave is the people that she serves. Tertiary wave, quaternary wave, etc. Wave going out. That's a lot of people. Specific geographic region. So, or I get stories back several years ago, there were watermelons that were being sold, and someone's child came home that I didn't even know about and said, the watermelons that were sold to one of my customers were actually taken to their workplace, which was a child care, and were used as snacks at that child care, and that those children actually ate food that I sold. I didn't even anticipate that that was possible. So, just from my, let's say, small group of 15 or 20 people who I directly place goods in the hands of, how many people touching, and then how many people are those people touching? A large number of people. So to realize that there are other ways that you're have to realize the power of your action, the power of a small project you think is small, the power of your well thought out, the power of your heart, the power of what you do. It changes everything. It changes everything in the region. But if you want to look at it this way, I'm only changing myself, certainly changing other people, but I can't see through their eyes. I can only see out of my eyes. And I'm gardening this area. One of the things that I want to do when I'm gardening is I want to change how much produce is being eaten, and I want to change the effect of, I want to have the effect of that change in psychology, change in mood, be in the area that I'm in. So I'm gardening for that ripple effect, for the primaries and the secondaries and the tertiaries. That's my gardening project. Even a simple project, even a simple project like the one I described, isn't simple, but it is simple. It's a profound, complete change of an area. But there's only, me and a few other people making it happen. Well, actually, there's only me making it happen. The other people are certainly getting something out of it. I don't know what they're getting out of it. They say that I have that I'm doing a valuable service. Maybe they see and think about these things in the same way. So, time scale is also something that is interesting to think about. For me, time scale doesn't exist anymore. Only experience exists. But if I'm able to use 2 years of time, or even 3 or 4 months of time, say, rewind back into August of 2016, or the first few weeks of my project, was I having the primary, secondary, tertiary, quaternary into the area from my heart through the produce? Absolutely. So there wasn't any time required. It was instantaneous. It began immediately. But what did it require? It required an action. It required a huge action that I was not able to support outside of a single person. No. It only required a single person's idea being acted upon. Power you have. You don't have to turn around and advertise and have a big groundswell and have millions of people rushing after you saying, this is the person, this is the one. Nobody knows I exist. Everybody does the same thing. Everybody gardens the region with their intention and their garden as a lawyer, you garden as an attorney, you garden as a physician, you garden as a spokesperson, you garden as an actor, you garden as a barber, you garden as your main hobby in life, your main vocation in life, and you garden as your secondary vocation. You garden as a father, garden as a mother, garden as a coach, as a referee, you garden all the things that you, all the hats that you wear. It is how you do these things. It is what your goals are when you do these things. It is also what challenges you face in your vision and what you're willing to not say. That vision is so attractive that I am willing to change myself. I'm willing to put down this part of myself and integrate this other way of doing in order to make my vision better. I'm willing to grow. I'm willing to put down this mask, pick up this mask, and to see what these different methods of operating, how they will effectively get me closer or get me further away from my vision. Requires more action. It requires you to train. It requires a risk. It requires you will not be the same as you are today. It requires you to put your foot forward. It requires you to actually interact with other people. It requires you to identify what your passion is. Get to the edges of your present capability. Understand that you are going to be uncomfortable. That's when you know you're in the right place, when you're uncomfortable doing so. When you encounter that feeling that runs up and down your arms, and down your back, and then you say, I'd rather not do that. Now, that's when you're in the right place. I encourage everyone to act. I encourage everyone to find their little project, gain their confidence, see the challenge themselves with larger projects, as large as you like, as small as you like. The larger, I think, the better. It forces you to say, what part of my present self do I need to change in a large way? How can I do that? Thank you so much for listening tonight. It's been a pleasure to get these thoughts into an audio stream form. I hope those of you who are listening live got something out of it. Because I certainly did. I hope everyone out there will challenge themselves and also understand that every day's experience is training, is another day of experience that you desperately need, that life isn't boring, that life is great. Always great. And every day builds on the cumulative experience of the previous days, previous months, previous decades, and that you didn't get it all on this day. You couldn't possibly have got it all. You couldn't possibly be the person you are. All of the various complexities and all of the various idiosyncrasies and your behavior, you couldn't possibly have gotten it all in the 40, 50, 60, 70 years that you've been here. But your personality is so complex that you just have to understand, or it's just logical that you go back so many lifetimes. The person who has a vision and the person that's motivating you that is that deep. The person who's vision to be priority one for you to be enable. You are your own hero. You are the number one reason why you're here. Have a great night. See you next week. Good night.
Thanks for listening to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. Join us 7 nights a week for exciting programming covering a variety of expressions of faith. And remember, all manifestations of the divine are equally valid.